Time to get the music ready. Spoiler alert, if you're watching The Bachelorette and you missed it last night, about to spoil it for you.
Well, 47 and a half seconds worth of spoiling.
Got a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, Jackson's take. I love how you are on your Facebook page now and people are coming just to see your comments.
I bring it real. I tell you how it is. And last night was another episode, and Hannah, I think, is going to go down as the most hated Bachelorette in the history of the show.
Ouch.
Yeah, I know. Not going well for her.
All right. So let's get 47 and a half seconds on the clock for Jackson's 47 and a half second Bachelorette breakdown.
Here we go. Jed got the one-on-one date in Amsterdam. He didn't bring his guitar. You're not going to get a record deal that way, buddy. Hannah told Jed she's falling in love with him, and he looked at her like she was a mayo and cheese sandwich. Oh, okay. I guess. Then she had a one-on-one date with Taylor, who's very forgettable. Connor, who's equally forgettable, came to Hannah's apartment to remind her, hey, I'm still here. And she said, oh, I thought I tipped you for the pizza, then sent him home. Mike got the next one-on-one date. Things weren't going well. They drew terrible pictures of each other. He then said he could see her as his wife. What? Hannah looked at him the same way Jed looked at her, and then she sent him home as well. They then had an awkward group date with Garrett, my favorite, Peter, and then, of course, everyone's least favorite, Luke P. Luke touted on Garrett for being a big meanie. Hannah asked why all the guys don't like him. Apparently, she can't see or hear anything and doesn't understand words. Luke dropped baloney on Garrett in a weird moment, and then somehow Garrett was sent home, and Luke P. is still there.
Luke P. is the creepy one, right?
The creepy one, which means we get to meet his family and find out why he is the way he is.
I'm sure they're going to be like the sweetest on camera or
something weird
is going to happen.
Yeah.
But tell me more about the bologna real quick.
Yeah, there was a deli platter full of bologna, and Luke P. walked over and he threw a bunch of bologna at Garrett, and he goes, this is a bunch of bologna. Like last week when he said, don't text and drive. So I don't, I think coming up next, he's going to have click it or ticket. I'm not sure what it is that he's going to have.
Be kind, rewind.
Something along those lines he's saving for.